Stamford Bridge this weekend for the Reds. It is the pre-match warm-up with Ian Ryan, Josh Sexton, Adam Smith and Neil Atkinson. We will, of course, have a caller a little bit later in the show. But Josh, they are all big games at the minute. You can't get away from that. If you play for a big football team, if you support a big football team, they are all big matches. I know it's very, very early in the season, but I think looking at this one, you can't help but think, given what's happened in the last 6 days, by hook or by crook, it feels like Liverpool have to come away from Chelsea on Saturday night with some kind of positive result.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because when Liverpool are doing well, I'm almost getting to the point where I'm saying to myself in my head, these aren't necessarily like big wins as such. Like, they're not the ones that are giving you so much leg room at the top of the table and all those kinds of things, even though they obviously were to a time in terms of putting us 5 points ahead. It wasn't like you thought that was Liverpool running away with it kind of thing. But then if Liverpool start to lose games and look a bit shaky, I almost have to, you know, talk to myself and be like, it's September, it's October, it's not April. You don't have to worry about every single one of these results. And then you come to games like this where, you know, Chelsea look like a bag of rags at the moment, to be honest. They look like one of the maddest football teams. I was sort of comparing them to like 17-18 version of us when we went to Kiev that season, where, you know, there is clearly potential in that team and there's what I would argue is, you know, superstars in it, or potential superstars in that team, particularly in the midfield. But they just look so bad at the back and the goalkeeper's terrible. And you think back to the days of Mignolet and Karius and the halcyon days for us, where we didn't rate our goalkeepers. And that's where you think they'll sort of come apart. So they've got bigger issues than us, of course. But you look at every game when you are, as you say, in Liverpool's position where we want to be fighting for league titles. And we're sort of stung by title races in the past where City and Arsenal, etc., have been so consistent. And you just want Liverpool to be as consistent as that and get back to winning ways as soon as possible.
Adam, before Palace, I was speaking to, I think it was Damien and Paul on the show along with Neil, and I was saying on that, over the next 7 days, you'll get to understand a little bit more about what this current Liverpool team are about. Since then, we've had the Palace defeat, we've had the defeat in Turkey, so what have we learned?
It's a good question. What I think we've learned, looking from the outside in, if you like, is that people are talking almost too much about the Florian Wirtz situation and how he's fitting into the team.
And sorry about that.
And almost being dismissive of the defensive frailties that we've seen since the end of last season. Like, towards the end of last season, it was, oh, it's fine because we've won the league, everyone's down tools, fine. Then in pre-season, we were seeing the same frailties, and it was, well, that's fine because it's pre-season, the manager's trying something. We're seeing the same things still now, the same defensive errors that we've been seeing for, you know, 10, 12, 15 games. And people are weirdly just a bit like, oh, it's okay, it's just because individual error, it's just because this. I almost feel like we're downplaying what is the bigger thing and upplaying what's the smaller.